Today's Tuesday, March 29th, 2022. It's 8:15 in the morning. I'm currently at the Highland Court office. This is Detective Jacob Jenkins, and with me is, can you state your name?
Brody Schonk.
Brody, you work at our jail, right?
Correct.
And how long have you worked there?
About a month.
A month, okay. You like it there?
Yeah, I like it.
Good. I mean, you don't have to say yes because it's a recording.
No, I do. I like it, yeah.
Good. All right, Brody. So, what kind of shift do you work over there at the jail?
Nights.
Nights. So is that 12 to 8 or is that
yes,
the... Okay.
12 to 8.
And what is your normal schedule?
Right now, it's Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Then I have Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday off.
Okay.
Because I'm part-time for now.
So right now, you're kind of working with Chandler?
Yep.
Okay. Good. Who else do you work with?
Michael Fronte and Zeb Washburn when he's there.
Okay. So usually just those guys?
Yep.
All right. And you understand that there's been some form of complaint of some sort, and
yes,
that's why we're here. Can you tell me what you know about that?
It's about Zeb, I'm pretty sure. He's, like, lazy worker, and he's been, like, doing, like, they've been doing stuff that I'm supposed to do, I think. Like, we've been, like, my first couple of days on nights, we gambled and played cards and stuff like that, and I didn't know until then, like 2 days after, when Murphy told me that it's not something we're supposed to do, and I stopped ever since then, and I had no idea about that, and they brought like a video games in and played on nights, and then I didn't play because I already knew we weren't supposed to do stuff like that, and there's basically stuff like that.
When you say they, gambling, playing video games, who are they? I mean, I understand.
Zeb Washburn and Michael Fronte.
Okay. Now, is this something that they're doing? I mean, are they taking a break and doing it? Are they doing this all night? How is it working?
I mean, it's basically all night doing the cell checks. They go do cell checks, come back in there, and then we did that.
Okay.
But I did it only a couple times for 2 days because I didn't know
okay
until then, but yeah.
So, there was a comment said by somebody about... can't say anything, you know, because we'll lose our jobs. Did you hear that comment?
Yes.
And who said that?
I'm pretty sure it was Zeb.
And who did he say it to?
Me and Tim Chandler.
Okay.
And yeah, and then they come in when I'm on shift and stay there all like until like 6 in the morning. And they did that a couple times. Zeb and Fronte did.
Okay. So, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot. I'm not. But... and I get it being new, you're not going to know the ins and outs, the rules yet, but we're at a point where, and you say, well, I didn't know these things were, we're against the rules. We're not supposed to do these things. And then you hear a comment of, we shouldn't be doing these things. We'll get fired. At what point did you hear that?
I think it was in between it, I think, in the middle, after playing or something.
So that's...
He said that, like, after we were done playing, I'm pretty sure he said that.
And so we're talking about playing cards?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything else that's going on? Or you said they're playing video games. Are you doing anything else?
I mean, they... yeah, like, they had Germax and light their hand on fire and put it out.
Okay.
Just trying to be funny or cool or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, they always had, like, tasers and tried to, like, scare us with them.
Mm-hmm. What... But, in what room is this happening in?
In the, like the main room with the cameras that we sit in.
So
you get to have cameras.
Your control room?
Yeah, control room.
Okay. What a deal. As far as your daily duties there, you're not going through any official training program, right? Like where, you know, hey, you know, I'm training you and we do this every day and we do this. Is somebody taking you step by step and showing you how to do things around there?
I mean, for the most part, Murphy and Jones showed me how to do most, like, almost all of it when I did my first week of training on days. And they pretty much showed me all of it. And they're really good.
Okay.
So they pretty much showed me that. So I knew how to do most of the stuff already. And then I think Zeb showed me how to do the fingerprints. That's all he showed me how to do.
Okay.
But other than that, I pretty much knew how to do everything else.
Okay. So...
But no, they didn't really show me anything else other than that.
So in your normal 12 to 8 schedule, you have a You have a pretty good understanding of what you're supposed to do every day?
Yeah.
Okay. And does Zeb or, I'm sorry, I guess he's Washburn,
mm-hmm.
Or Michael Ferrante, did either one of those guys get up and help you at all? Or?
I mean, when it was me and Tim there, it was basically, it was us doing the cell checks most of the time, basically all the time, and they just sat in there and waited for us to get back.
So is it normally you and Tim working, or?
I mean, it was the first couple weeks, but recently it's been me and Tim on nights, and then it switches to me and Ferrante.
Okay.
But yeah.
And when it's you and Ferrante, just the two of you, is mm-hmm. he helping you do things?
Yeah, he's helping me do cell checks and stuff like that, because okay. it's only two of us.
Is there times when it's just you and Zeb?
I haven't been alone with Zeb yet.
Okay. Now, I was also told something about, let's say, for instance, it's you and Ferrante working today.
Mm-hmm.
That someone else is coming in on their time off and they're hanging out. And
yeah, exactly. Yeah, I said that earlier. Yeah.
Who is that and what is going on with that?
If, like, there's a shift that me and Ferrante and Tim were working, and then Zeb came in, like, at, like, 12 or 1 or something like that, and they hung out until, like, 5:30, 6 in the morning.
Oh, okay.
And then I'm pretty sure Ferrante did that, too, when it was me, Zeb, and Tim. So they've both done that multiple times when they were working.
Okay. Nights. Well, is there anything else that you're concerned with? Or, I mean, do you feel like anything that you want to talk about or bring up while we're here? I mean, it's a good opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Nothing I can really think of off the top of my head.
Okay. Do you feel like you are being taken advantage of or overworked?
I'm not being overworked, no.
Okay. Okay. And I guess... Man, that's all the questions I got for you, really. I'm just going to double check my notes real quick. Yeah. Yeah. That's it, man.
All right.
So it is 8:23.